If you would remove that individual, please, as quickly as you can. Thank you.
John Brennan barely uttered a word to begin his confirmation hearing when he was met with protests from the audience.
You are betraying democracy when you assassinate suspects. You are a traitor to democracy when you continue torture.
Brennan, President Obama's counterterrorism advisor at the White House for the past 4 years, is considered one of the masterminds behind the U.S.'s controversial drone strike program and interrogation techniques such as waterboarding.
I did not take steps to stop the CIA's use of those techniques. I was not in the chain of command of that program.
Brennan defended his record and said that he believed that it was better to detain suspected terrorists rather than to kill them.
We want to detain as many terrorists as possible so we can elicit the intelligence from them in an appropriate manner so that we can disrupt follow-on terrorist attacks.
But protesters refuted Brennan's claims of focused assassinations and said that hundreds of innocent people have already been killed by U.S. drone strikes.
What we're using is a mechanical, robotic device to murder people with that we can't see.
Demonstrators were led away one by one and arrested by Capitol Hill police.
As you can see behind me, the Brennan hearing has been temporarily suspended and the chambers have been cleared. Protesters have been continuously interrupting the hearing. They're protesting U.S. drone assassination killings that have targeted foreign nationals and Americans.
Brennan testified that drone strikes against terrorist targets have rigorous standards and that no new legislation is needed to govern them. Others at the hearing thought differently.
The CIA and the Obama administration refuse to even tell Congress. They won't even tell Congress what countries we are killing children in.
The reason people are so angry is because publicly, our government paints it out as a very precise way of fighting war, eliminating those very most dangerous individuals. But in reality, many, many civilians are being killed.
The New America Foundation reports that no civilian deaths have been reported yet this year, with 5 last year, compared to between 56 and 64 deaths in 2011. Other reports have placed the figure somewhat higher, as new criticism about civilian deaths is rising in Yemen. Brennan's hearing is expected to resume early next week. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.
As you can see, it's going to be lively.